This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
You know, almost every single time we do a podcast, I make fun of you for sunburn. I can't make fun of you this time.
Yeah, because you too. Ha!
I got wrecked yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Badly.
It is, yeah, painful.
It hurts. It hurts real bad. It hurts so bad that solar recover is struggling to keep up.
That's just my face. I got the raccoon eyes again, but yours is like your whole body.
Yeah. Outside is awful.
Outside. Well, I mean, Mother Nature does some crazy things. Enter Helene and Milton.
Helene. I still stand by Helen.
If you say so. But it just feels like this is probably the first weekend that we've had that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Since
all the hurricanes.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree, because it's been nonstop. We've had trash build up in our house because there's no trash service out here. They finally restarted it, but now they paused it again because they're getting overflowed with yard debris. And it's crazy. Yeah, the city of Tampa just stopped recycling service, and I believe they did stop residential trash service for now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, our garage smelled like
old food.
Oh,
food.
I don't even want to.
Trash.
Blech. It was nasty.
Yeah, but even driving around, when we would go to, we shop at Aldi for our groceries. Exactly.
Put your own bags in a quarter.
The quarter thing.
So, yeah, that's a nightmare.
Quarters at Aldi are the bane of my shopping existence.
We went yesterday and we lost our trusty quarter.
We had to dig through our car to try and find a freaking quarter.
It took us 20 minutes of our Aldi trip to find a quarter just so we could get a cart.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Anyways, but driving to and from Aldi, we go through places that are near the river.
Yes.
And by the river, down by the river, I sound like Chris Farley. There was debris and people's houses flooded. So all their furniture was on the curbside after Helene.
Right.
Well, after Milton,
I don't know where that furniture's at.
Double. Like, it's double now. The amount of debris, the amount of things that are now at the curb. It's crazy. And like you said, Hillsborough County is struggling to keep up with all of it. So it's just a mess out here.
Yeah. And just to be clear, Hillsborough County is. What is in Tampa is in Hillsborough County.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's definitely, that was the worst one we've had since we've been here. And
we were here for Ian too. And Ian was
Cat 5 scary. Upon landfall, but we got lucky. Unfortunately for other people down in Fort Myers, it veered south at the last second. It was supposed to hit us head on.
Mm-hmm. Those Indian burial grounds, man.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it coming.
Well, it kind of did the same thing for this one, but a little bit
closer.
To our disadvantage, we were in the northern eye wall where we live, which is where the highest winds and rains are. And that it was dicey. I'm not going to lie. It scared the shit out of me. I couldn't sleep. I went to bed finally at about 5 a.m. after the majority of it passed us, but
It was
it's like a tornado that doesn't stop after 30 seconds.
Right. It was.
It's hours.
Watch the house literally like breathe.
Yeah. We have sliding doors in our neighborhood that are in our backyards, and they're big sliding doors. And that thing was flexing. I swore that was going to break.
That was crazy. Watch it.
I swore. It was going to shift. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the problem with windows breaking is then your house gets essentially pressurized from the inside, and then it can blow your roof off. So that was a big concern for me.
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. But on top of it all, we watched Dennis Phillips.
Yes.
I can't say enough about him as a local weatherman, like just keeping us sane and aware and not freaking out. Rule number 7.
I was still freaking out.
Well, I mean,
the problem with hurricanes is you know they're coming.
Right. Days. But that's also a good thing. That's also the benefit.
Yeah. But if you're going to hunker down like we did, you're like, okay, come on, just hurry up, please, dear God.
Yeah.
Did you say it was like getting stalked by a turtle?
Yes. That's what Dennis Phillips says. I love him. He keeps me sane during those moments of the news, you know, drawing it out, sensationalizing it, and everybody's going to... So he gives us the real of it, right? We're going to be in the northern eye wall. There's going to be the fastest winds, probably the most damage to houses. Like, he gives you the real of it, but he doesn't make you freak out. So I appreciate him.
I'm not going to lie, though. He got a little... It seemed like he got a little nervous.
Number seven, you're right.
Yeah, he did. He said, he was like, don't freak out. He said, now's not the time to freak out. It's the time for action. I was like, what does that mean? Run! Uh-huh. But the problem with running, you couldn't.
Yeah.
There was no gas. There was gridlock traffic. People were running out of gas on I-75 to get out of Tampa and go north.
Yep.
People were trying to go to Orlando.
On I-4.
On I-4, gridlock. And then there's just no gas anywhere. We're still recovering from the gas shortage now. We're trying to get, like, stability in our gas system.
Making that last quarter of a tank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just, if you have an EV, you kind of made out a little bit unless it got flooded and caught fire.
Yeah. That. Okay.
Well, I mean, EV is kind of, it kind of lends to one of our topics. I don't know if we're going to.
Not there yet.
Come on, man. I was trying to segue.
You know, you tried. It was cute.
I'm not good at this.
So we had the kids out for 9 days out of school. I think when we lived in Virginia, the longest kids were out of school was probably close to a month. If you think back to, what was it, 2010, March 2010?
The blizzard.
The big blizzard. Yeah, that one put kids out of school for multiple weeks. I would say almost maybe two or three, close to a month. And these kids were out for 9 days for this hurricane. And then they had...
You can see my nips in this shirt. Sorry. Keep going.
Then they had, what, 3 or 4 days for Helene. So hurricane days are real down here.
And yeah, it's been over 2 weeks for the kids here.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And the parents are losing their minds. Like, we have Facebook neighborhood groups, and all the parents are like, when are these kids going back? Can somebody watch my children?
Well, everybody's like, put the kids to work. Yeah. Put the kids to work.
Go pick up all the yard stuff everywhere.
Which, seriously, I had to tell myself at one point that it's a marathon. It is not, you know, a quick 100-yard dash to get all this debris picked up. Although some of our neighbors did it that quickly, which, good on them, but gosh.
But the funny part, though, is they picked it up, but it's sitting in front of their house now waiting to be picked up.
Yeah, because of all the debris, as you
the debris. Yeah, yes. I'm fancy and I'm French.
But did you see that the stingrays had to actually go back to the Tampa Aquarium were in the...
I'm not surprised. The roof got ripped off.
Uh-huh. So the Tampa Bay Rays.
Tropicana Stadium.
At Tropicana Stadium, they actually have a stingray tank that you can actually have your kids go touch stingrays while at the game. It's really cool. But the poor things had to get moved because the whole roof of the Tropicana got ripped off during Milton. It was scary.
I wonder what they were thinking.
TV.
What, the stingrays? Oh my God, what is that?
They're probably more, well, other than being in a small tank, but they're probably more used to it than us because
I don't know.
In the ocean. I don't know. Is it safer underwater, you think, during a hurricane? In the ocean?
I would think so. That's not where the wind is.
True.
But
and if it floods, you're a fish anyways.
Yeah, you can breathe.
Huh.
But does it swirl in there? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Is
like
a reverse, you know, the whirlpools that people see and get sucked into? Is it reverse for them? They get sucked into the air?
Sharknado.
That'd be kind of cool.
We talked to our cousin about that before it happened.
We did. We did. She was making fun of us because we're getting ready. Not making fun of us, but saying you're gonna have Sharknado, and then we were like, well, where you live, people are eating cats, so
Ohio. Yeah. Anywho, during all of this, we have, you know, again, get it together.
I can't.
We have family members up north who live in Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, all the places, right? Well, while we're going through Hurricane Milton, they're all posting pictures of the Northern Lights that reached all the way down to mid-America.
Yeah.
And we're over here like, hi, Nadine. Hi, Oscar. Is that you?
Right. Yeah, it's... Don't we have two developing? But they're not going to hit us, I don't think.
They're going to... They're in the Atlantic, and one of them's probably going to cross the Pacific, but...
Yeah, I thought one was going, like, through South America and crossing over to the Pacific. And then the
one
other...
One is
going to
bounce off the Bahamas and, like, go back into the Atlantic, and I'm like, good grief. But that's that cold front.
I think they're controlling the weather for sure.
We are not going there.
I do, though.
We're not going there.
There's weather control, like cloud seeding devices out there that have been patented and all that stuff. I think, I do believe that there are some form of weather control, like cloud seeding and what is that? Chemtrails, all that stuff. Do you ever, when we fly in an airplane, do you see that stuff coming out the sides of that thing? No, come on now.
You good?
No.
Okay.
I could talk all day about this.
But now that things are starting to really feel slightly back to normal this weekend, we went to a pumpkin patch just today.
It was cool.
Yeah, that's not where we got the sunburn from. Sunburn was actually yesterday during soccer. But
it was the weird thing is it was like 70 degrees outside and it was cold. Mm-hmm. It's cold for Floridians.
Yeah.
And we're all out there not... I mean, I've got shorts on. We had shorts on, but it was windy, so you couldn't feel the sun on your skin. And then you got home, and then you looked at yourself, and you're like, ow. It was a delayed reaction.
But now that we're, you know, again, getting back to kind of normal, we went to a pumpkin patch, and there's red tide out there.
Yeah, the beaches are closed. Yeah. Plus, you got to give space to the people that actually live there, help, you know. Don't pollute their area with traffic and people trash. Let them kind of get back to their normal.
Absolutely. Let them get back to our Florida strong.
That's right. It's kind of cool, though. I will say that Florida does come together after something like this, because this was a major, major hurricane. Like people, I'm pretty sure there's quite a few people that have died.
And have been displaced and have lost displaced. Everything. And
billions of dollars of damage.
Yeah, we're lucky with what we got through, how we got through this hurricane. Certainly lucky compared to many who lost everything, right? So our hearts go out to them for sure. And like Dennis Phillips said, Florida strong.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll keep going. Okay, switching topics. Ready?
Yeah, I know. I thought we were supposed to be a comedy podcast.
We laugh a lot.
At ourselves. Nobody else does.
Somebody does. Somebody's out there laughing.
Yeah, but they're laughing at us wasting our time.
Okay.
Yeah. I
wanted to talk to you about movies that we watched as kids, right? So a couple of them that comes to mind.
Oh. I mean, what do you mean, like, watched as kids? Like, kids' movies?
No, I'm talking, like, adult movies that we watched as kids.
Oh, so trauma.
I mean, you could say Disney back in the day was traumatic because you have Lion King, the dad dying in the first, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, but tell me about it. The freaking Land Before Time killed me.
Right. So
parents getting wrecked by exactly. The tar pits and stuff and gators? Kind of.
Descendants. But a lot of these movies, I was thinking back, like when I first watched them, right? So Titanic, when did you first watch Titanic?
I saw it in the movie theaters.
At what age?
When did it come out?
I don't know.
Well, you got to give me something here. I watched that in the theater. So whenever.
7. So okay. You were 9.
I watched that in the theater. So I was 9 years old. I saw titties when I was 9 years old.
Woo! Okay. So what did I say? It came out in 97. I got it on VHS.
Yeah. The 73 box set.
two VHS. But so I think I was probably a little bit older. So maybe 10, if you were 9, so I was 7. So maybe 8, let's say 8 or 9 for me too, when the VHS came out. Cause it wasn't always immediate.
No.
Okay. Anyways, Jurassic Park.
I watched that I didn't go to the theaters to that, but I did. I think we rented it from Blockbuster.
Yeah. Jurassic Park was 93.
Yeah, we rented it from Blockbuster. So I was probably like 6 or 7.
Jaws.
I would never let my kid.
We're going to get to that. Don't. Jaws.
I to this day, I haven't seen Jaws.
I feel like you learn something about you every day, yeah. And not in the best way.
I never watched.
You've never seen Jaws. You also told me the other day you've never seen what, Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I never watched Beetlejuice.
I can't with you.
I don't.
I can't.
That stuff is not interesting. See,
regardless.
Okay, go ahead.
Jaws. I was 7 years old for me. And
yeah, why would you watch that at 7 years old?
I was at the beach too with my family. It was our family vacation.
I bet that ruined your entire vacation.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I'm not going to the beach today. Why? I watched Jaws.
Did you ever watch Clueless?
No.
No? Okay. I think I was about maybe 10 for Clueless. How about Adam's Family?
No.
You never watched that?
I've never seen that.
Okay. I'm going to say 10.
I mean, I've seen parts and pieces, but nothing like. Not front to back.
So we'll stick with Titanic and Jurassic Park for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Those two.
That's valid.
When would you let our child, our daughter, who is now 9 years old, almost 10, when would you let her watch Titanic and or Jurassic Park?
Never. And that's because she is super sensitive.
She is. She is a very sensitive child. I will admit that. But even knowing that about her, is there an age? Is there an age that
she's, you would? She's going to watch Miraculous Ladybug, and that's it.
For the rest of her life.
That's it.
For the rest of her life.
Okay. And Paw Patrol. She is very sensitive. Like, if she's 9 right now, if we let her watch that, she'd be sleeping in our bed until she's 32.
Well, I was thinking about the Addams Family the other day. I'm like, oh, that's such a harmless movie. She could watch that. Nah,
it's weird.
I don't think she's seen Wednesday, actually. But
well, even Beetlejuice is weird to her. Like, you tried.
I did, and she was like, Beetlejuice.
No. she left.
So, I can't imagine our kid watching any of those. And then, to your point, she's a more sensitive child than I think you or I were. But just any child, like thinking about my nephews, they are.
Oh, I'd let them watch Jurassic Park. No, they wouldn't be afraid of it.
Our oldest nephew is 6, and then our youngest is 4. So the 6-year-old, you would let him watch Jurassic Park? It wouldn't surprise me if he's already seen it, to be quite honest with you.
Well, the older one, I would let watch it because he doesn't seem fazed by that stuff. But younger one, maybe. I don't know. I would say you can leave if you want.
He's not in. The 4-year-old is not into movies right now.
No, he wouldn't have the attention span. He wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
Although seeing that dude get drug at the very beginning into that cage, I don't know. He might be out.
Yeah, it's.
I still remember that. You see his hand and he's grabbing, and then all you see is this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a core trauma memory right there.
So our parents were out here letting us watch Titanic, which had sexual content. Let us watch Jurassic Park, which people got 8. Very vividly.
I mean, a dude got 8 while he was dropping a Duke.
Right. What a way to go.
I mean, that poor T-Rex, he tasted poop
I mean, it's the whole body. You're going to get that anyways, but
yeah, but at least you don't have it hitting your tongue where the taste buds are.
Okay. it blows my mind when I was thinking about it. I'm like listing all these movies out in my head, trying to think of things that she could watch, you know, that are age appropriate or something that she'd enjoy. And even Clueless, there's a bunch of kids who are dressing as Clueless in their Halloween costume for this year. And I'm like, wait.
I don't know. I don't even know what that movie's about.
It's essentially all about losing your virginity. It's about losing your virginity. So having these kids dress as Clueless, I know, you know, the outfits are harmless, right? But I don't think I'd ever let her watch it. And not until she was
old enough.
13 at this point.
Right. I mean, she knows what all that stuff. Well, she doesn't really know what virginity is, but she knows what private parts and how babies are made and stuff.
Well, yeah.
But to an extent.
She's got the biology of it, if you will. But
she's not like, I don't think she knows what has to happen.
Right. The drive behind
it.
I'm
not trying to break her innocence of that. Not until she's, honestly, she's going to learn that at school before she learns it from me. And I'm not saying from school. Mm-hmm. I'm saying from friends at school.
Yeah.
That's where you learn a lot. That's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Where
you come home and ask questions. Yeah.
And then you're like, Mom, what is that? And you're like, oh, shit, man.
We're at that age. All right. Here we go. Well, speaking of Halloween, have you heard what the top costumes for this year are going to be?
Elsa.
No. Good guess, but no. So I've got the top 15 here on the list.
I don't know.
Do you want to guess any of them?
The top one will Wednesday. Number one? Wednesday's up there. It's got to be.
Wednesday? Wednesday did not make the list.
This country's going to hell.
Okay.
It's
been like 2 years since the season came out.
Yeah.
Waiting on season two.
Kamala Harris?
No.
So people don't want to dress up as a stack of shit?
Russell Allen. You have to take that out.
No, it's too late.
I said your first and middle.
That's okay. Russell Allen. She fucking almost full named me.
Yeah. Ooh. No, you're going to have to take that out.
Okay. Nope, I'm not.
Okay, so I have a list in front of me.
She scolded me on the podcast. I'm going to cry. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
So I have a list of the top 15 costumes for this year.
Oh, I see one of them.
No, you're cheating.
They like Wolverine and Deadpool.
Wolverine and Deadpool?
I just saw Lady Deadpool.
Yes, Lady Deadpool. There's actually a call out, I guess, in the Deadpool and Wolverine movie. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
To Lady Deadpool.
Yeah, and I think it's actually Blake Lively who's Lady Deadpool.
Oh, is it really?
I think so. Yeah, but I don't think it's not like a huge part.
No. I get it. But
there was a lot of. I don't know. What do you call it? Like
controversy?
No, not controversy, but people, all kinds of superheroes showing up in. I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah. Like Channing Tatum was Gambit and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to watch it. We don't typically go to the movies much anymore. More watch them at home on demand.
It's because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money to go in there because you want popcorn. You got to have movie popcorn. Then you got to have 37 gallons of Coke.
Uh-huh. Yep. All that.
They don't have a regular size. Can I please have a thimble of Coke?
No, yeah, we haven't gone to the movies in a while. I think the last one was what? Mario. Super Mario? Yeah.
Yeah. We took our kiddo because we wanted to see the new theater where we live.
Mm.
Man, I tell you what, though.
Nice chairs.
You bit the fucking most expensive nap you'll ever take.
Okay, focus. Back to the costumes. So top 15.
I don't know. Wolverine's not on there?
No.
Deadpool and Man Deadpool's not on there.
No.
That's strange.
Yeah. You'll probably never guess what number one is. So I'm going to tell you. Ready?
Yeah.
It is Shrunken Head Bob. He is from Beetlejuice, the little.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah. Shrunken Head Bob is number one. I'm surprised by that. So I don't know how much I believe this list.
Yeah, no. That,
But that's number one. Number two is Ray Gunn.
Who the fuck it?
The breakdancer from the Olympics.
Oh, that's valid.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because everybody can be a breakdancer now.
Uh-huh. That's a good one. I thought it was really good. Catnap from Poppy's Playtime.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means.
Dolores from Beetlejuice. So Catherine O'Hara.
I got nothing. Okay.
You know who Catherine O'Hara is? Kevin!
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Get it together here. Pomni from The Amazing Digital Circus. Never heard of it. Envy from Inside Out. Inside Out has a bunch of them on here. So anger, disgust, anxiety. Out. Yeah. So all of those are on this list.
That's usually how it is. There's a big something that comes out. Like Elsa was huge for 7 years after Frozen came out.
Well, wait till the next Frozen comes out. Frozen 3 is coming out and it'll be all over again.
Oh,
big
yeah.
old hype. Then Red from Descendants, which is a Disney movie. And then Doctor Doom, because we have Robert Downey Jr., who's going to be Doctor Doom. It's going to be some alternate universe bullshit.
How whack-ass shit is that?
I can't.
I don't like it.
Me either.
Don't get me started on that whole thing.
Yeah, it's bad.
They said, supposedly, I read a thing somewhere online about why they did that. And it's because the Marvel movies have tanked. They suck.
Yep.
And bringing back Robert Downey Jr.
was a way to
try to drum up interest. And I don't, truthfully, I don't think it's going to work.
Me either.
They're, I don't know. Disney is not on the right track. I don't think Star Wars, they've ruined it. They've thrown all this weird shit into Star Wars. It's like, just show, make me a sci-fi movie, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So the next one is,
don't you just stop it. It's my podcast too.
Uh-huh, it is. The next one is Sabrina Carpenter. I figured that. Oh, that's a big one right now. She's all over the place. We already said Lady Deadpool and then a Chipotle burrito. If you dress as a burrito, you can actually get free Chipotles, is what I heard.
Well, then why the fuck? Why isn't that number one?
Or is it just your costume? One of the two.
I thought if you just dressed up and went there, you would get something.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, oh, Wolverine is on here. Okay, it was number 14.
You lying.
I did. My bad.
15. Burrito.
No, 11 was the Chipotle burrito, but I already said all the inside outs. And then Wolverine.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So Deadpool's not on there, but Wolverine is.
Lady Deadpool is on there.
Well, that's nice.
Who runs the world? So, we talked about those Halloween costumes. Guess what else looks really crazy and weird and looks like a costume, but I guess was actually a robot?
Optimus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I've got big concerns.
I do. Well, I do too, to a point. I think AI. So what we're talking about is Optimus, Elon Musk, Tesla. They are developing a robot called Optimus, and it's supposed to be like a in your house all the time on, help you do everything. Mow your grass, help you do dishes, laundry. It's like your personal companion robot. It's like C-3PO from Star Wars for all my Star Wars nerds.
Or but, if you know the movie iRobot.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's supposed to be that, where it's essentially like a family member. And they had an event, I think it's been like 2 weeks now, and they showed it off, and it looks a lot like iRobot. Even the bus that it rode in on, like those things rode in on to start walking around, it looked like iRobot. And I don't know if that is wise branding or is that unwise branding, because iRobot is an apocalyptic type movie.
I think it's wise because people are going to say it anyways, right? People are going to say it anyway, so why not lean into it?
Well, Elon is a known sci-fi nerd. I mean, he loves that stuff, like Starship. Like, but I don't know.
I think branding-wise, it was a smart decision. But overall, I mean, you're going to have those thoughts anyways. You're going to say that it looks like iRobot, that this feels like iRobot, that it's similar to an iRobot situation. What's going to happen, right? The whole idea of Terminator, the whole idea of all these other AIs gone wrong, right? You're going to say it anyways. You're going to draw those conclusions. Lean into it. But the actual, I think it was either the movie creator or the director of iRobot said, can I get my designs back to Elon? I thought it was funny.
I mean, I disagree with that. And the reason why I disagree with that is because the robot itself is designed to look human. It's like, okay, then you need to go talk to God and give his designs back. I mean, that's stupid.
No, I just thought it was funny.
The bus thing, I will say, though, it did look very similar to the transport in iRobot. But the robots themselves, it's like you're trying to make them human looking so that people accept them. You can't make it look like something with razor blade hand. Yes. I mean, you got to make it look friendly so people will buy it.
Right.
But it's supposed to be what? 20 to 30,000 bucks, I think.
So he thinks that people, everyday people, can afford them and have them in their home.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's
can we talk?
It's a lot of money, but
20 to 30.
I think if it's the value that you can get out of one of them things, if it's as good, maybe. Yeah, I'm sure you could. You could probably do pretty. It would be worth the money, I think, if it did what it was supposed to do.
I don't know.
But you're going to talk about them being remoted.
Yeah. So, I guess it was supposed to come across, right, that these robots, the Optimus robot, was being
it was
integrated with AI.
It was mingling amongst the crowd with no human intervention. That's what the idea was behind the this presentation.
Right. That's what they said. But in actuality, it was actually being piloted, is what people are coming to believe.
Well, it wasn't being, so the robots themselves, they were walking themselves.
Yes.
That was AI. The other stuff was human assisted.
Yes. Interaction between people, like people could order drinks and the robot would give it. But they would actually talk, right? Like, okay, well, what do you have? Well, we have this, this, and this. That was actually somebody
piloting it. I don't know, because there was a word that somebody kept saying to it and it kept stumbling over the word and it was like a basic word. I don't know what it was, but yeah. But also, the other thing that lends more evidence against it being like a real AI robot rummaging and socializing amongst the crowd. Tesla just got caught speeding up a video of Optimus doing things in the factory, I think. So it made it look like it was like super efficient. I'm like, come on, man. I love Elon and I think he's doing awesome stuff, but I don't think this is nearly as close to being ready as they're selling it. I know they have to do this shit for investors.
Right. Absolutely.
It looked fake as fuck.
Yeah. And I mean, like you said, I get it, right? They're close. They're getting close, but they're probably not as close as they're trying to make us believe.
Well, I think Elon's biggest thing is technology expands and evolves
quickly.
Yes. Like exponentially. Once you do one thing, it like triples the next step or whatever, you know. And I think that's his idea, but he's been promising self-driving cars since, I can't remember. It's been years.
Yeah.
And we're still not there yet.
Yep. Although the taxis that they had as part of this event as well.
Yeah, but that was such a...
It was almost like on a track.
It was. It was at, I think it was at Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. So it was in a contained environment. It wasn't like driving on a city street,
right,
with real traffic, real uncertainty of human drivers, people walking out in front of you, stuff like that. It looks cool. And I do hope it comes true.
Me too.
Because driving is one of the most dangerous things you can do as a person. You can get killed like nothing. And if we can take that control away from people and put it into a robot's hand that can actually like do a bajillion processes a second and notice things, or even they all communicate to each other.
And you'd rather drive than fly. I can't with you.
I can't fly, man. I don't know.
Getting off topic. But the overarching idea of one of these robots, would you have one in our house?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't pay $30,000 for it unless I was rich, but I'd have one. Why are you looking at me like that for? What, you, because of the uprising?
That is a huge difference between us then, because I don't know if I could get around having that thing in our house.
You say that?
So weird.
You say that until that motherfucker folds laundry.
Well, like, if you think about it, I mean... But if you think about it, like, we've had, you know, the Alexa, we've had the Google, we've had the iHome, like all of the things, right?
You had to look around and make sure none of our devices are listening.
But you've had all those things in the house, and a lot of people don't like them, right? Because they're intrusive. They are always listening. They're whatever.
Yeah, but these are the same people that carry around a smartphone.
True. But they are tiny, right? They are small. They're almost like not noticeable unless you know they're in the house and then you say the name and then it does the thing, right? So they're not intrusive. You're talking about having something that almost moves and acts like another human.
Yeah.
In your house.
Right. But if it can do, if it gives you that much benefit, like.
But it doesn't have a personality. Like, I'm sure you could probably have conversations with it because it's AI,
you
right?
You can. I recommend people listening try either Gemini Live. Well, use Gemini Live if you have an Android phone. It's that was mind-blowing to me.
I don't think I would be able to get over that hump of having something that's almost like taking up a whole space as another person.
Yeah, but that's a generational thing, too. You got to think, people like us, we're hesitant, but people like our kid
or her kid one day.
Yeah. Or her kid. Like if this comes out while our kid is still young, she'll get used to it quick. And then her kids, that's what they have in their house. It's normal.
It's the Jetsons, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, hey, Optimus is mowing the lawn. Imagine driving through your neighborhood and all you see is a bunch of Optimus outside mowing the grass.
And they wave at each other.
Well, they wave at you when you drive by. Hey, and they're like, hey, what's up, Rich?
No. I don't know. I feel weird about that one. I don't know.
Yeah, and then you have your rogue AI that goes in there and
it kills everybody. Yeah, right. No.
They're already in your house, just sleeping, and they're not.
Nope.
I mean, Amazon's got the Astro. That's super basic, but it still knows how to navigate through your house.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen that, right? Like the mobile Alexa thing.
Not in here. Okay. All right. So we talked about some strange things today as far as that robot goes. In my opinion, it's strange. I can't wrap my head around it. But I wanted to end today with, what is the strangest compliment you have ever thought about giving me? I found this question from like a couple's, like not a therapy, couple's book, couples. Like it said, like how to stay connected with your partner, right? One of these questions. So what's the strangest compliment you ever thought about giving me? I'll give you a minute. I've got mine. You're a good cuddler. And
that's not strange though.
But
how is that a strange? That's a normal compliment. Is that strange?
The other one was, you're really good at laser hair removal.
See, that's strange. That is strange.
Doing a really good job on my laser hair removal. We got the Braun device at home and it's working really well. You do a very good job at it.
That's strange, but good cuddler, that's not strange. That's
well,
strange.
I'm trying to be nice, okay?
I don't know. You're really good at folding clothes.
But you want to replace me with Optimus?
Well, it'd save you time and we could do more podcasts.
Cool.
Yeah. Spend more time with the fam. Love you.
Maybe next weekend.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.